cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Welcome to the Would You Rather podcast.
Hey, my name's Omar.
I'm Samuel, and we have a special addition to our duo.
Yeah, yo.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Theodore.
Hey, Theo. Nice.
You want to try the name again?
Aw.
I really liked it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Theodore.
I think everybody knows what
what
we
dick.
I think everybody knows.
Try that shit again. Like you have a pair.
Oh, what I should have said was, thanks for joining us today. This is great. You're great. You're a wonderful person. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me today.
Making the duo into a trio, and that way I'm less awkward.
Well, no promises on that.
The topic for this evening, this is my relaxed guy voice. The topic for this evening is the holidays. Lately, I've been hearing all these people, because I only watch Fox News, talk about how you can't say Merry Christmas anymore, and everybody only says Happy Holidays. Well, I've heard it all.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Three Kings Day, Happy Boxing Day. Happy.
Isn't that a Canadian thing?
Yeah.
Is it just like they wrap stuff in a box and like, here's your gift? No, I'm being serious. Like, and isn't that what Boxing Day is? Just putting shits in, I mean, shits. Putting stuff in boxes and like, here you go.
I think it's shitting in boxes.
Oh.
And you wrap it up. And because it's from a family member, you have to say thank you.
Oh, because then it would be rude. No, you,
you have to accept the shit and you have to put it in the corner for at least the week.
At least.
Oh, you've heard of this. Thank you. I was hoping we had an expert of Boxing Day here. There's Saturnalia. It's a pagan holiday.
Oh, shit.
December 8th is a Buddhist Bodhi Day.
Hmm. Bodhi Day?
B-O-D-H-I.
Oh.
I mean, it could be Bodhi Day. Every day could be Bodhi Day.
Got that Bodhi work.
Festivus, which has become a holiday.
Wasn't that the Seinfeld holiday?
Yeah, totally.
That turned into an actual holiday?
I guess. So we got to say happy holidays.
Happy Festivus.
For the
dipshits.
Rest of us.
What else we got here? Orthodox Christmas, the best Christmas.
Oh, relax.
What's up?
Hello.
New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Judgmental nice. Much.
There's also, while I looked it up on Wikipedia, hopefully they weren't messing with me, because one is
were.
Feast of the Circumcision of Christ.
I like the fact that we will have these three different opinions on the holidays and how we celebrate it, because you, my friend, are very different from I when it comes to holiday celebrations, no?
I feel like you're good. Going to start to go on a racist
No, I'm not going to go on a racist rant, but I want you to finish what you're saying. I'm just saying I'm glad we get to talk about this.
Yeah, so I'm Serbian Orthodox.
There we go.
You're Catholic.
Catholic, yes.
You're also Catholic. You're a godless heathen.
No, I believe there is a higher power.
So what I want to talk about is the holiday spirit. What kind of feelings do you get this time of year? What kind of stuff? What's the theme? I feel like this time is for family. This time is for reflection. This time is for January, the reset button. Analyze yourself, and I don't know what this voice is.
William Shatner? Have you joined us?
I don't know.
Myself, I can't do William Shatner.
Well, what are some of the things you think of? I mean, a lot of times it's... Because for me, a lot of it was just traditional shit that we did when we were little. You know, like you put fucking lights on a tree and you hope for Santa, and which I honestly, I'm sorry, I never believed in even when I was little. I know, right? God, man, my
you're
fucking
a shitty
life.
Little kid.
I was raised by communists, so I
yeah,
didn't get the Santa thing.
Your Santa was more what? He's more of aggressive. He gave you work to do.
He wore a gray pantsuit.
Yeah.
He gave me work to do. If I did well, then I was lucky enough to get more chores.
Yeah. Oh, couldn't wait.
I thought over there on that side of the world, it was over
what,
there.
What, East Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, the other side of the world. You give gifts to Santa.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
Dear leader.
Really?
So for Christmas, you give the dear leader presents.
That's really true?
Santa, yeah.
What the fuck?
I almost I meant to say, read a newspaper. I was going to say, look at a map, bro. Idiot.
Why'd you fucking look at a map?
You fucking look at a map, bro.
Get some culture in your life.
I get real nostalgic about this time of year. I get very, sometimes get a little homesick, even though, you know, homesick for childhood sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's all very nice. All the strongest traditions that are in my circle of friends and family, all the different circles I roll in, homies, this is when the time of year that it's strongest.
How about you, Theodore?
Yeah, what do you think?
Is there anything that you remember when you were little or something you feel very nostalgic to?
Non-traumatic.
Non-traumatic.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get hit a lot. Like close hand hit. I'm just saying.
You know, it was Christmas when they went from the hanger to the broom handle.
Yeah, of course.
No, what I remember, what was happy times.
Yeah.
It was just being at my aunt's house with all my cousins and extended family with my family. And then Christmas festival lights and everything and music and food and all that was all around. And I remember that being very joyous and happy. Also, because when you're a kid, you know you're going to get gifts.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, yeah. So we used to wait until Christmas Eve and wait until like 12 o'clock. And then we would, it's weird in my family because what we would do, like my grandma's hardcore Mexican. So what we would do is she would have a baby Jesus. And one side of my family would go on one side of the kitchen door, shut it. And there was this thing called a posada. And basically, it is a song that is supposed to be sung like very weird. Like, this is the melody of it, and I'm not bullshitting you. It goes, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. At first, I thought that was my family who couldn't sing for shit, right? Then I looked it up when I was older on YouTube. That's how it fucking sounds. Everything's in Spanish, and basically all it is like when Joseph and Mary were trying to, you know, find a place to stay. They were knocking on the innkeeper's doors and stuff, and they were refusing to let them in. And that's all the song was, and to finally let them in. Then they sing this joyous song. They go in, and my family would open the door because one side of the family's on one side, the other's on the other side. Sing the song back and forth, da-da-da-da, let them in. And then they would, like, bring the baby Jesus. One of the kids brought the baby Jesus in, put him on the manger. Because my grandma had this fucking manger in her living room.
Is that what she called it?
Yeah, it was called the fucking manger.
Mijo, don't you? Mijo, mira. Mijo, bring the fucking manger.
It's my first
time. What are you doing? Quit sitting by the fucking manger.
Mijo.
Es Jesucristo, cabrón.
You know what's bad?
Background, you know what that means, grandma.
You know what's bad? What? I didn't watch the movie Coco. But I'm like 99% sure that's one of the voices of one of the characters.
Because you think of an old Latina, and that's what you think of, you racist ass.
Amigo, why are your friends so racist? Go get the fucking manger.
You sound just like her, man. It's like I'm there again.
Abuelita, are you here?
Yes. Don't be so lazy. Go get fucking manger. It's getting higher.
Oh.
Higher.
Oh, I said higher. I was like, you're a dick.
What'd you think I said?
I thought you said hotter.
Abuelita, you're going closer to the kitchen. That's good.
That's good. Yeah, you keep going.
You guys are assholes.
I lost the voice. I can't do it.
Because you got all...
You know what it is?
You got all scared.
My brain can't process... when I try to do these voices, my brain can't process it. I have like two or three trigger words. I can't do it unless I say mijo first.
Yeah, you have to, but that's the thing. That's you nailed the person.
And then,
say,
and then
mijo,
I have a limit. I have a limit to how many words I can say.
Well, use your words, mijo.
But then I have to say fucking major. Major.
Well, pues, use fucking major when you talk. Mijo. Go get your abuelita.
What is it?
Abuelita.
Abuelita.
Abuelita, her cigarettes. Fucking lazy.
You just sound like so many people's grandmothers.
Here, light my cigarette on the stove. And don't burn it this time, stupid.
Am I getting away with this?
Yeah, you are.
Probably.
Yeah, you are. You said it pretty good, though. I mean,
because my friends are Mexican.
First question.
First question is always a softball, Theodore. So, however you answer it, let it rip. All right. You rather...
Would you rather
give a bad gift or get a bad gift?
How much is this bad gift costing me?
Exactly. And from who am I getting it from?
The bad gift you give is $1,000. The bad gift you get is $5.
Oh, because it's bad because you're giving money away and rent's due the same day.
Yeah, right? Like, how bad is a gift that is $1,000? Is it like some antique thing?
Yeah, is it $1,000 worth of like
all right,
stupid
chill out.
Piece of shit?
All right, come back. Come back, reset.
No, it's because because you just need to paint this nice little story to us so we can try to like reason with this.
Either one is $50.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just try to list some bad gifts to get. What's the worst gift you ever gotten?
A box of shit for Boxing Day. Call back.
I'm a fucking Canadian.
It's still sitting in the corner. Yeah, I never moved
it. Right there. That smell. Yep.
You helped me move.
Yep.
You know I moved everything.
I know you're super Canadian. You're at a wall filled with boxes of shit. This is from 1997. This is from 1998.
This one's from my abuelita.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Back on topic.
The worst gift you've ever gotten.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I do. I appreciate everything I get. I appreciate
everything anybody gives me.
I mean.
Lies, I don't.
I don't.
Well, then tell us what you've gotten.
I've gotten multiple times from, I don't know if I want to identify my family member that has given it to me, but every time they go on a vacation, they come back with some cheesy t-shirt that is three sizes too big for me. And my only thought is like, I'm glad you enjoyed your vacation. Good for you. That's all I needed. If you wanted to show me a photo, awesome. But you thought, I don't know, whatever you spent on this shirt, you thought I was this fat? I don't understand.
It's funny you say that because I have an aunt who used to do for almost like 4 years straight, would give me a huge fucking sweater. Like, I mean, okay, I get it. I'm a little husky. I understand. Yes, I am. But when I would try these motherfuckers on, I'm like, really? How big do you think I am?
Or they put in no effort then because
I think
just
that's
like,
what it was. It's like, it's on sale.
Grab it off the rack. Let's go.
So I have to say yes. A shirt or a sweater I've never used that's huge. Honestly, I would either give it away to one of my friends or I would use it as a rag.
For those of you listening, he pointed to me. Even though he's got no room to talk, because Omar is probably about 375 pounds.
Of love. You in my pants.
I mean, if you take that love away, he's like 350.
Exactly.
Theodore, were you a fat kid?
Oh, I was a fat kid.
So maybe it's just the...
No, yeah.
He's going to feel bad if the shirt is tight. That's true.
You know what? Never thought about
ago.
That. Never thought about
it. And then because I got that shirt and I felt obligated to wear it, I wore it and then I had to just grow into it, right? Can never blame myself.
Right.
So I hope that shitty question warmed you up.
I would go with get the bad gift because I've been used to it already.
I hope that shitty answer warmed you up for what I'm about to do.
As he's getting all pissed off. Okay, well, fuck you guys.
Question two.
I put in parentheses, this is one of the violent questions. There's almost always a violent question. There's almost always a sexual question. There's the pickle, the can't win scenario question.
Yep.
And then we started doing the avalanche. Would you rather, there's a scenario. You get yourself into a blood sport fight club type of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
How you get that doesn't matter. But you find yourself in a two men enter, one man leaves fight, aka fight to the death. Which of the following fictional entities would you fight?
Ready? So to the death? Yes.
To the death.
To the death. They die or I die.
Yes.
Santa, Krampus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Jack Frost, one of Santa's elves, one of Santa's reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Baby New Year, a leprechaun, Staten Island Chuck.
Did you say the Easter Bunny?
That's a groundhog. Did I say the Easter Bunny? Yes.
Yes,
the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
Some holiday character named Stinky Jack, Father Time, Balzac Billy. Google it. Balzac Billy.
Balzac Billy.
Do not Google that. Buckeye Chuck. The Cinnamon Bear.
From Oregon.
That's the list.
I already made up my mind when you passed it up right away.
That's a long list.
What would you do, Theodore? Or would you beat up to the death?
You already have that really well thought out. You go ahead.
All right, honestly, I would think more of the Tooth Fairy. I don't know why. Because, like, there's different versions of the Tooth Fairy. You see, you can go with the real crazy, like horror film
Wait, Omar. So is this who you could beat?
Let me fix the question, then.
Okay.
Of the characters that I just listed, you have to pick the one that you'd like to survive the fight.
Okay.
And then the one that you just want to fight that one. So you'd, Omar, like to fist fight the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
but
yeah.
But what version of the Tooth Fairy? Let's get into
it. I want
it.
The fucking small, dainty Tooth Fairy. Because fairies, they're not, I mean, they're portrayed as women, but they're not women. They're fairies. First of all, Tooth Fairy gives you money, right? So I'll beat the shit out of them and then take their money. Is that bad? Is that bad?
But what if you can't beat the shit out of them?
I'm going to beat the shit out of them. In my head, I'm beating the shit out of them. Okay, it's going to be a really good fight. It'll be very close.
All right.
It'll be very, very close. You ever saw the fight in that movie with the guy who was Rowdy Roddy Piper and the black guy? they live.
The Roddy Piper one?
Yeah, they live. It'll be a fucking epic fight in that proportion. I'm talking about 5 minutes of us just going at it. And I'm going to live. And it's going to be a story that I'm willing to tell.
I forgot to add the stipulation to the fight.
What?
You come into the fight butt naked.
Oiled up.
Not oiled up. But you, so it's
some
it's,
sort of defense.
So there's so before you go into the fight, there is a bucket of vegetable oil, one of those cold bath tanks, like a, one of those tanks you wash horses in.
You could just say a tank.
Or bathtub.
Or a, you know,
people don't know what a tank is. They might think of the tank that shoots missiles and shit.
I guess.
God, you
That's
guys.
Even cooler though. Yeah. An army tank full of vegetable oil.
So, before you go to the fight, you have to open the top of a Sherman tank from World War II that has been filled with vegetable oil.
Nice.
And then you have to go in there, push a button because it's fun, climb back out of the tank, and then one of the fictional characters does the same exact thing, and then you fight to the death.
I still would get the tooth fairy.
Oh, the secret, the truth comes out. You're just trying to hit up on the tooth fairy.
I just want to beat the shit out of him. You know why? Because when I was little, motherfucker never came. I got a lot of pent up aggression against his ass, and he's a he. I know he's a he.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Who else would take teeth? That's kind of creepy. I mean, at least Santa gives you a present when he breaks into your house. This motherfucker supposedly like has a fucking barter system where he takes teeth. And what does he do with them afterwards? You ever thought of that?
He collects them, and they have a magical power.
That's even creepier.
And then when somebody touches that tooth, they get to see that family's memories, you piece of shit.
What, I was going to say,
is it really?
What if he's eating the teeth?
That's what I'm saying. What if he's making a throne?
So,
filled with
so
kids'
the, what they don't talk about, what they don't talk about with the tooth fairy is the tooth fairy doesn't have his own memories. Oh, so the only way that he can get memories is by eating children's teeth.
Ew.
And then he remembers them. He remembers that stuff. It's just the tooth.
So apparently, what he's saying
you've never
is
gone
you
to like McDonald's at 3 a.m. Dude, I've eaten countless teeth.
Oh, my God.
You just spit them out or, you know.
Just move on.
Keep it and brush it.
Yeah, whatever.
If a tooth is bad enough that it falls out and ends up in your meal, so let's say, then it's probably brittle enough for you to chomp down on and make into debris and dust.
You can ground that shit up nicely. Just make sure to chew thoroughly. That's all. Wash it down with a
as
good...
As long as it's seasoned well.
Do you know that in fucking say Mexico, do you know that McDonald's
Mexico.
Got rid of high C? Those motherfuckers... I used to love getting high C in McDonald's.
It was like concentrated sugar with a little bit of water.
Then that's what you're supposed to celebrate. It's awesome. Theodore, how about you? Answer the question. Who would you fight to the death?
Best one I could think about would be the Easter Bunny. That's why I asked again. Nice. Like, was the Easter Bunny in there?
But like, is it going to be like a big kind of like, is it?
Even if it's a big bunny, if you can call it a bunny when it's
you know
that
what
big.
I thought of right away? Like, have you seen the internet video?
Hold on.
Where that kangaroo like got to that guy's dog and he just goes and fucking punch. That's exactly what I thought. When you're like, I'm going to fucking beat that. I was like, oh, that sounds so cool. You just fucking cold cocked the shit out of his ass.
Yeah, you think you jacked, huh? Hey, bunny, what? Baka! Talking shit. I'm going to go back to 2 minutes ago when Theodore said he picks the Easter Bunny, and then he started off by saying, even if he's a bunny. What kind of Easter Bunny did you grow up with?
No, wait, okay.
So I listed off a bunch of holiday characters, and you guys immediately went to how they're all scary. What's
no,
the matter
no,
with you guys?
I didn't say scary.
Baby New Year?
But Santa? you would punch Santa?
You would punch a baby?
What is wrong with
I
you?
I want to live.
I could kick the shit out of the tooth fairy.
Can you, though?
Yes,
it's
I can.
It's a magical creature that
confident.
Flies around.
Very confident.
Do you have magical powers? Can you fly around?
Yes.
Well, in this scenario?
Yeah, in this scenario, I do. I mean, the scenario I got. I'm
sure, in
this
scenario.
I'm
I can huge. Jump really high and scurry around like a little bunny.
You get one
pretty
superpower.
Much it.
You, okay. So I'll.
You get one superpower.
You get
laser
one.
Eyes, motherfucker. Done. Next. Bring on Baby New Year. Next. Leprechaun. And then, like, a sonic. Bling, bling, bling. All the coins come out. No? Okay. No.
Question 3.
Would you rather, this is the sexy one. Would you rather get up and have to follow through on one of the following? A Santa's Toy Factory orgy.
awesome.
Or while volunteering at a local old folks home as a caroler, you have been sucked in to participate in an old folks home orgy.
So either you walk in and see do you participate in the Santa's Workshop orgy?
You're participating in both. Okay. The catch is...
Okay, they have teeth.
In order to balance the question...
One has teeth, the other don't. Sorry, go ahead.
None of them have teeth.
Oh, go on.
There is nothing in the chronicling of St. Nicholas that says that the elves have teeth.
That is so true.
Nom, nom, nom.
Is there a tank...
That's a terrible noise.
Is there a Sherman tank full of vegetable oil that I gotta dip in before this?
I mean, that's up to you. Okay. I don't know.
What's the catch in both of them?
So, you cannot leave the old folks home. You have to participate in the festivities... Until you've fought two rounds. Damn. Once you've fought two rounds, you are finished. And you can leave.
Right. Finished. Finished.
Wait, you have to fight two rounds? What do you mean? You gotta participate in the events for two rounds.
My two rounds.
You know what? I gotta... Okay, go ahead.
I got it.
We got it. You're
for everybody listening at home, he is gyrating hard with that
fight
mic.
Two rounds.
And then the first one, you only have to fight one.
The only reason I wouldn't go for the elves, I mean, they're magical and nice, I guess, because it'll be different. Because who could say that? Who could say that I stumbled upon, first of all, Santa's Workshop, and then second, a fucking elf orgy, because that's how they celebrate at the end of Christmas, with a fucking orgy. Because that's how you keep your employees happy. Sex. Am I right, guys?
My
who hasn't had a blowjob?
Well, I mean, my employer hasn't yet.
Well, anyways, but I'm saying that's interesting.
Where do you work?
Santa's Workshop. That would actually be a great strip club name, Santa's Workshop.
Probably is.
Probably
is. Copyright.
So the only reason I wouldn't want to choose that, because yes, it's cool and magical and awesome, is because the simple fact is that every, like, childhood thing that you saw, everything, like, you know, talked about elves and his particular elves, they look like little kids. So I'm like, no, I'm going to shut the door on that one. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, the old folks home, yeah, it'll be interesting and yeah, it'll be a little kind of... But after you get around the first couple minutes, some of those women, I'm sure, are very, very, you know, experienced life, has tried what, you know, what they like and what they don't like. And all you do is basically kind of, you know, follow the leader.
See, I feel like here's
And that's what I'm saying. And it's the right way to get the tank full of vegetable oil. Help me up. Because then if I'm slippery enough, I can at least move around for a while. I'm just saying, I would go for that one. And then that would be another story, too. Like, that's a drunken story that you could sit around and be like, hey, guys, you want to hear a fucking story? First of all, you could tell them how you found Santa's Workshop. And then, you know, talk about how, you know, Doris and Flo gave you a handsy. You know what I mean?
Wait, you're mixing orgies.
No, Doris and Flo.
Which one are you picking?
The old people.
He's passing.
I'm passing on the
elves. Oh, you're passing on the elves.
Yeah,
and
going for the old people.
Oh.
Come on, that's interesting. And afterwards, I'm sure they take a nap.
You haven't
thought
because
I'm
going
to be tired. So are they. And they have great stories, too. So if they want to talk to you.
I forgot something.
What?
Maybe you'll change your answer if I say this.
Okay, here we go.
Have you guys read Cosmos before?
Yeah.
The Cosmopolitan or whatever. Is it Cosmo or is it Cosmopolitan?
I don't know.
It's Cosmo now.
Let's just call it Cosmo.
Have you ever read the articles that say 5 ways to please your man, 10 ways to please your man, 50 ways to please your man, 100 ways to please your man? 10,000 ways to please your man.
Okay.
One way to please your man.
Okay.
No matter what number it is, if it's one, guess what they say? Stick a finger in his butt. It's the ultimate conspiracy. All these experts and people they say they know about sex want to put their finger in your butt. So you've got all these women who are experienced. They know their thing. And even though you might fight it.
Hey, did someone stick their finger in your ass?
No. But telling you, dude, you're going to be surrounded.
Okay, time out. Finger in the ass.
By old ladies that have like 10% of the strength you have, and they're all. It's like, you ever watch Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the part where the dude at the end gets stabbed with the big knife?
Wow, dude!
Remember that?
Slowly went inside. He's like, stop! No, let's talk about it. Let's talk about
it. You're gonna be fighting like 30 old ladies. You can fight most of them off, but they got fingers on top of fingers on top of fingers.
Okay, wait.
One of those is gonna slip into your butt.
So just one, and which knuckle? Am I talking the first knuckle, second knuckle, or third knuckle?
I don't care.
Because even, I mean, there's sometimes where, you know, I've gone to people's houses.
There's sometimes
houses.
Nothing.
No, there's sometimes I've gone to people's houses
and
or I've gone.
One in?
Yeah, no. Check, yeah. Because it's a cheap ass, like, one ply. Like, who does that anymore? But I guess they do it. So the cheap ass one ply, it's a hot day. So your hands are a little sweaty because, you know, they don't have air conditioning. Because who the fuck does that? Oh, yeah. A person who buys one ply has no air conditioning in their house. So you go in there, wipe that ass. One breaks through. Gives a little tickle. Fuck. See? But you don't know. But you, it was more of a surprise, but you lived. And then you wash your hands. And then thoroughly. You don't talk about it ever again.
Maybe burn your finger, but yeah.
No. This is hot water.
Theodore, what would you pick? Why did I ask this?
I don't know.
You're the one with the knuckle, five knuckles deep in that.
I never said the word knuckle. But you rewind.
Sorry. He really wants someone to do the elves.
I was going to do the elves.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do the elves.
All right, that's magical, I guess.
I mean, I was thinking about the elves before you brought that weird, like,
yeah, because I thought about it too, but it's like, and I'm like, children, oh. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
But I feel like the ones, they're probably like Oompa Loompas. Yeah, they're short, but they have like that adult-looking face.
Right.
So it's like.
That's not creepy.
They're short, but they got that fat ass.
That's right.
You got them thick-ass thighs.
But I'm also hoping Santa has female elves, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, right. It's an equal opportunity.
They're female elves. They're male elves. They're all grown adults. They're just happen to be shorter.
Yeah. Mm,
pointy. Yeah. It's like, then I just have like a mini Lord of the Rings fantasy happening right there. All these elves in there.
Put on some music.
Yeah. And then they're all of a sudden building up some fun little contraption sex toy right in front of you because they're magical and they can build it. Bam. Everybody's having fun in this carousel that's like jacking everybody off at the same time.
Oh, what? That sounds magical. Here, just put your dick in it. What does it do? Just put it in there.
What does this run on? The Christmas spirit?
Well, we just call it come here.
I just think of him going, and then here I think of Nightmare Before Christmas. What's this? What's this?
Question 4.
Can't win scenario. The pickle.
The pickle.
The pickle. The pickle? The pickle. Okay. Would you rather have... See, this is not so bad. Would you rather have...
After the last one?
Would you rather have world peace or no more poverty in the world and top-notch global education? But the catch is, if you pick world peace...
Everyone's stupid?
Dogs go extinct.
Oh, dude.
The second catch is if
why would you
pick,
do that?
Yeah, I know.
If you pick no more poverty in the world with
and high education,
top-notch global education, every family has to care for an incredibly venomous snake.
See,
fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're educated, so they don't do anything stupid with it.
Yeah, and on top of which, I feel like everyone's so educated. If somebody got bit by it,
then it's Darwin's.
No, well, someone could figure out how to cure them.
Damn no, it, no, no.
My dumb
I would be more of it's the survival of the fittest. And they since they're so highly evolved in education and more of a thinking with their brain rather than their heart, they're like, maybe he was supposed to die. You know, maybe he should have died.
Maybe.
Maybe he's just making our species a little weak. Yeah? You ever thought of that? So when it comes to ending poverty, people are still going to be assholes. But world peace, there's always going to be nice people there. All right. So maybe if we change the venomous snake to, let's say, a haunted house.
What?
Because like, you're never gonna sleep, and there's always something going on. Something always touching you, tickling your ear, banging the side of a door,
sticking a finger in your butt.
And when you're taking a shower and you have soap in your hair, and you like don't want to open your eyes because it's soap, and then they turn off the lights, and it's so inconvenient for you. Does never happen.
No. Do you want to live in a haunted house? I don't.
I'm just saying. I mean, those are some of the things that are possibly a thing.
So you pick world peace.
I don't know.
So you mean you kill dogs and you hate puppies?
I don't want. That's the thing. Is
what do you got against
but
puppies?
I mean, what do they do? I mean, other than like
you son of a bitch.
Other than the, I mean, okay, I know what they do. They're awesome and very good, and they I love you unconditionally. But
after all that, there's a bud, man.
Bud. They shit, and then sometimes they eat their own shit. I mean, come on.
But they don't pay your bills. They don't mow the lawn.
They just eat. No, I'm joking, because I'm against what people. Let's say my. Okay, I'll just go with the high education and the venomous snakes because it's the more softball.
Mijo. Mijo, but I died from a snake bite. Mijo, I died from this snake bite.
And if you weren't so stupid,
we could have had world peace. Instead, we bought a dog. Fucking lazy dog.
cannot even get nothing out of the refrigerator for
His face even looks like it.
Mijo, take my chancla, you throw it at that stupid fucking lazy dog.
You throw it.
Don't pay, dog.
All right, now it's time for a segment called Life Advice from Omar. Dear Omar.
Yes.
Help me, man. I need your sage advice. I don't know what the word sage means. My mommy told me to write it. I'm only 6, but my mommy listens to your show and loves it, so I listen too. I think it is okay, but why does Samuel talk about poop so much? Before I started listening to the show, I only knew one word for poop. Now I know like 80. A few weeks ago, I got in trouble at school because I asked the teacher for permission to go to the bathroom because I had to go to Browntown. Mrs. Tree Bepple didn't like that. Anyway, I need your help. I don't know what to get my little brother Tommy for Christmas. I have $20 for a gift, and I don't know what to get him. I know he likes Ninja Turtles, but Mom says they promote violence. I want to get him a basketball, but Mom says he's too young. I want to get him a doll like the one I have because I like it, and I think he will like it, but Mom says he won't play with a doll. I'm out of ideas. Tommy is a normal little brother. Like, he likes Ninja Turtles, and he smells, and I love him. Signed, May be too young to listen.
Mom sounds like an ass. No. The mom's just probably pissed because she didn't get him shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that another word for poop?
Mm-hmm. You talking about that or? No, yeah, shit. I don't know. I mean, I honestly think he should just really find something that he knows that's going to last.
She?
Huh?
She? It's a little girl.
Oh, she. I'm sorry. Something that she should find something that's going to last. So that he could have, and maybe even something small so he can hide from his mother. Because it seems like she's a fucking jerk. Because come on, who does that? Who discourages your kid into not buying something for their brother? It's not like saying, I'm buying him a ninja star. That you could say no to.
Well, depending on the age of her brother.
I mean, it's not like, okay, even if she buys him a basketball and he's an infant, he'll grow into that. And then he realizes, I got this for you when you were when you were 2 years old. You didn't know, or 1 year old, and I got it for you. A mom could find a way and just say, you know what? We're going to put his little hand on it. We're going to outline it on the ball and then put the year that she bought it. So that when he gets older, he could see in their sentimental value, which leads me to what I was saying. If she wants to, she can get something for him that can last through time. Like, it's not just going to break or something.
Immortal.
Yes.
Like a tooth fairy.
Yes. Like a tooth.
Sorry.
A bronze tooth?
Maybe.
I'm sorry. Focus.
No, but just something like that where she can last and where you can, like, if she really cares for her brother this much, where he'll get older and he can take care of it, or she can take care of it and it'll be something nice. I don't know. What do you think, Theo?
I think it's bullshit.
I think you got to listen to your mom because you're 6 years old.
What do your parents know?
I agree. They're probably all shitty parents, but why are you listening to this? This is
not for kids.
Yeah.
Definitely not for kids, especially the way.
Great non-specific advice.
No, I told him he should. Okay, you know what? All right. What was the list again? Can you give me the list?
The 6-year-old writes way more than I've ever done in my life as an adult.
Good schooling. It's one of those scenarios
where. She's a big fan of the show.
She's very, very. She reads a lot.
Oh.
What are you talking about? There's nothing in here more than 2 syllables.
No, I'm talking about a list. The list of the things she said. I'm going to buy him this, but my mom's
I want to get him Ninja Turtles. She says they promote violence. I want to get him a basketball. She says he's too young. I want to get him a doll, but you won't play with
dolls. I said get him a fucking basketball, because you could do any type of game with that.
He smells. Maybe she should get him a bar of soap.
Oh, maybe.
Stinky booty kid.
Damn, dude.
Wash your feet, little kid.
Get him a loofah.
What if he has like a skin condition that makes him stinky?
Jeez. I don't know what's kinky. It's called lazy ass. That's what that's called.
Man.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Jerks like you made school hard.
Stop stinking. Is there a condition where if you're smell?
Ethnic. Being ethnic, okay?
I'm not talking about any type of other like food.
How dare you?
just plays that card, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Although, I'm not going to lie, there was a girl in high school who, she smelled like fried tortilla chips, okay? And the only reason why, though, is, hear me out. Her name?
Yeah.
I won't say her name, but her parents owned a restaurant, and they lived above this restaurant. So in the morning, her mom would be preparing food for lunchtime, and she would come. And, you know, sometimes you want to leave your jacket or, you know, by the door or the outside. And it's usually by the kitchen. And I guess that's where her jacket was. But every time she came to school, man, smelled like fresh tortilla chips, bro.
I would.
Everybody knew she came. Like, oh, wait. Hey. Mm-hmm. She's here. Because I want to say her name.
Maria's here.
Yeah, we go. But that's, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Maria's here. She's like, hey, guys.
Also, how did you not fall in love with her being the chubby kid? I know you were the chubby kid.
That was not. I was a short kid.
Oh.
And a little husky. I wasn't chubby. I was husky.
Okay. I was chubby kid.
I was husky kid. But no, I mean, she had a boyfriend.
Oh, of course. See?
Yeah, he did. She was high class.
Eating up all them chips.
Great advice. Great advice, fellas.
Okay. That's true. But I'm just saying, I'm really the kind of person that I don't like people telling me what I can't do. So right away when someone says no, I'm like, no, I'm going to do it.
Dear Omar, help me, man.
That's another two.
I just got remarried and my new wife has a 9-year-old boy. He's my new stepson and I need to get him a gift. I have two kids of my own, girls, age 7 and 10, and my wife also has two kids, age 5 and 7. So it's me, my new wife, and 5 kids.
Yeah, Brady Bunch.
He's the only boy. All 4 of the girls are wonderful, and I have their gifts already. They are great kids. The boy, however, is a real asshole. He's bad in school. He makes trouble with his sisters and any other kids he's around. We've tried all kinds of discipline, and this year I want to try something else. I want to get him a terrible gift. Maybe he'll feel bad. Maybe if I get a bag of coal or something lame, he'll start to behave. I'm trying to think outside the box. Sometimes as a punishment, I try to have really loud sex with his mother. I really try to break her vagina when we have intercourse. God damn it. But back to my question. What do I get him or what should I do? Help me, man. Signed, Ken, I sucker punch a child.
You know, it's funny.
The last names are always long.
Yeah, they're always right.
Because I'm not that clever. I mean, the people that write this aren't that clever.
Look, because I thought, like, I went to a very dark place. Because I was like, I don't like it when young kids are just assholes for no reason. Like, I get it. If you had, like,
it's a
rough...
It's a cry for help.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, is it?
Maybe they just need a hug.
Some of them... Okay, let's say we tried that. Let's say that scenario in this case, we said we tried it. He gave him some love. He even tried to give him some tough love. Now he's just being a little asshole. Come on, like, you never met a little asshole. So I'm just saying, like, I'm sure this guy has tried. He's tried everything. He's you know, he's been the stepdad. He's been the stepdad that has probably tried to buy his love, and it didn't work. Tried to take him out to ball games, and he said, hey, fuck you. And that's why he's, like, trying to get him back with evil stuff like that. But... I mean, I don't know. This one, I might need help. So what do you guys think, Samuel? Yeah, what are some of the things you would like to do? I mean, I'm actually drawing a blank on those because, like, I would just go very mean, and I want to see what you guys think first.
I feel like I would torture him with attention.
Ooh,
I'm a big fan
one.
Of if somebody's misbehaving, then that means that, guess what? Over the next week, you're spending every single second with me. With me.
That goes back to my original. He just needs more love and hugs. There we go.
I'll listen. I'll love him. I'll hug him. He's getting up super early every night. He's going to bed super late at night. He's going to be working, painting, hustling, mowing the lawn. I'm going to find stuff. And the whole time I'm going to be asking him, how do you feel? Tell me a story. How do you feel? Tell me a story.
That's actually
how
a feel? Very good Tell idea. Me story. Holy shit. Man, your parenting skills are like on lock.
Yeah.
Break him psychologically.
Nice. And then he cries. I'm so sorry.
Mom, daddy cares too much about me.
I know, right?
We break him psychologically. Yeah, that's
But that sounds like great. That's actually a great idea. That's awesome. That's
Just
an awesome
constant
idea.
Attention for about a week. Everything. Coming to work with me, driving the car with me, pumping gas with me. Take shit with me.
Hold my hand. Hold my hand outside the door.
Outside the door?
Because he's not going to be sitting there next to
you. How long do you think my arms are?
Wait, how big is your bathroom? Fucking palace over here.
I don't know. 25 feet?
Oh,
30? How long are normal bathrooms?
I don't know, but they're not
like
that.
8x8, man.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Long enough to like get your hand and leave it outside the door, you're going to hold it.
Hey, do you guys have a bidet?
No.
They say bidets are cool, so by that, would you guys ever try a bidet? Have you ever tried a bidet?
I would try one.
Yes.
Oh, is it
To
good?
Which one?
I have, well, okay.
A bidet all day.
But, like, right? I'm saying is, when
He's
I was-
got it.
I was overseas, and when I was in Tokyo, they all have these, all the toilets have these washlets, which are basically just a toilet seat with a water spray on there. Awesome. All the friends I went with that came from America to there refused to use it. I don't know why. I know. This thing was like, so it was startling at first.
Wait, is it cold water?
Why? Because it screams as it shoots water into your asshole?
And he's giggling. Wait, is it cold water, warm water?
What, well, the fancy places, you can change the temperature.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The not so fancy places just have cold.
Okay. But did it surprise you? Or did it every time, or was it like the first time only?
No, it's the first few times surprise you, and then it takes a little while to get used to it. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, it's like, why, if I had poop on my arm because someone rubbed their ass on it, would I take a piece of toilet paper to wipe it off? No. I would get water and wash it off.
That's true.
So.
But that's why I actually, I don't use bidets, but I use
wet wipes?
Wet wipes. And it is awesome.
I was just going to ask, if bidets are so awesome, how come people don't just,
it's
like,
an American
not
thing.
Wipe and just go to the bathroom and like wash your asshole in the shower?
Well, that's what I do.
No, look at you.
Yeah.
Fancy. Man, this guy, he's like, I got a regular towel and I got my asshole towel.
Yeah.
So does it matter if the water's hot or cold?
To me, it would.
I should know this because
I think I would.
I was born with my current asshole, so I would. I
so
should
you
know
think you would know the temperatures and
how temperature sensitive it is, but yeah. I actually don't know.
You'll notice the difference definitely, but either way, it's still surprising when that stream of water hits
like good
that
or
asshole.
Okay, is it a thick stream or is it like a little?
Did you hear how Omar said it?
What?
Like good?
Like good?
It's surprising. Ooh, like good?
Gangsta.
Like good?
Ooh, like good?
No, but I was thinking, is the stream thick? Is it like a water hose thing? Or is it more like a spray?
It's like a spray.
Getting sprayed in the face like a little water gun.
It's like a water gun stream.
Oh, so it's small?
I mean, size doesn't matter. It's what it's doing, okay?
Okay, sorry, bro. Just saying. Open up a can of worms. Samuel, would you like to try one?
Sure, I don't give a shit.
Actually, well...
I mean, you have to shit to use
gotta
it.
Yeah, you gotta wipe that off.
Well, my routine now is every single time, even earlier, because, you know, when I go to a friend's house, I do this. I take a dump, and then I'll go to the shower, and I'll lay in the bathtub on my back and stick my legs up into the air, back up
spread
over my
eagle.
Head, so that wherever the... And I try to estimate where the water's going to hit.
Nice.
He gets out a calculator
I'm
projector.
I'm already tired of this scenario. And then I do a little bit of... A little bit of trigonometry to figure out the exact angle so that...
Spatial. Weather.
So when the water hits, it exactly... I need it to go a little bit above my boat hole so that it'll wash all the poo out.
Boat hole?
And so I wash my boat hole
all the time.
Last question.
The avalanche question. Would you rather be your town's acting Santa delivering toys to 120,000 children in the area over a 1 week span, or take 1 week swimming up the coast of Lake Michigan with heat assistance, making sure you don't die? Let me explain.
Okay, what is the...
You have 120,000 houses to break into.
Fuck.
Without getting arrested, shot, beat up, sicked on by dogs.
Sicked
on. Did I say that right?
How about just attacked?
Attacked by dogs.
There we go.
120,000 times, and you have 1 week to do it. If you don't do it, they cut off one of your feet.
Fuck.
Who's they? Doesn't matter. They. In the other scenario... You have to spend the next week swimming through Lake Michigan for 8 hours a day. At night, you get to sit in beautiful, delicious hotels and eat steaks and chickens and vegetables.
I have to finish, though, like a lot of time.
You don't have to finish anything. All you're doing is swimming for 8 hours every day. When you get tired, there's these safety boats that put you in the boat. And they monitor so you can't be a lazy ass. They monitor you so when your heartbeat gets to a certain level, they throw you back in the water to swim.
Like a fish.
If you get too cold, they warm you up and then they throw you back in the water.
What time of year is this happening?
That's what I was going to say.
Right now, December.
Ooh, fuck.
Christmas time in Chicago.
So, okay. I really hate cold water. Like, I really do. And as much as I would love to try to, because I mean, I'm not, okay, I may be alone here. Never did a B&E, but it would always be thrilling to see if I can get away with just one, let alone how many, 1,000, you said?
120,000.
120,000. You know, it could be interesting, you know, the little scenarios
with,
you get.
Within a week's time, though, right?
You have 1 week.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of sound.
You don't have
cool
to do the 120,000. You just have to give your best effort.
Do we have like unlimited amount of gear?
You just said if you know they cut your leg off, but if you get lazy, they'll see you. If they assume you're being lazy.
If you just break a fucking window and then walk in, then they're like, no, he's not even trying now.
Oh, no, you could do that.
Oh, come on.
You just can't stop. You have to get to 120,000.
Just keep breaking fucking windows in and out, buddy. That's me throwing windows, rocks at windows.
Window rocks. They sell these rocks
just for windows. Nice.
Santa delivers $120,000 worth of gifts, but causes $6 billion in property damage. What a piece of shit.
Do we have to be dressed as Santa? Or are we just known as the Santa?
No, you have to dress as Santa.
The Santa.
Yeah, you're like, hey, aren't you the Santa? Yeah, bro, what's up? And you're like at a bar somewhere. Just chilling.
That's wasting time. You get your foot cut off.
I'm just saying when the season is not happening. When the season is not happening.
Once the week is done, you can get back to your regular life dressing as Santa.
Do I get
bars.
Paid for this? Or is it just like I don't get my feet chopped off?
You get paid.
Is that my only incentive? Oh, incentive?
Yeah, you get paid.
Okay.
You get paid. You get paid $1,000 for every child you deliver to.
Fuck, I'm doing that. Man, it's worth it. It's fucking worth it.
Wait, do I get paid for swimming for 8 hours a day?
No, absolutely. Mage. You get $500,000 for every day that you swim.
I'm swimming. Can I have flippers, fins?
You could have fins.
What the fuck? You're life just jack? Like lobbing these to him. I mean, you can have whatever the fuck you want, bro.
All right. I mean, fins and a life jacket and a snorkel.
I would go with thermal wear, maybe, if I were you. Oh. I mean, that's always good.
Look,
right?
This is my idea, okay? Get out of here.
All they do, all those people that help you, they just help you keep warm and make sure you're not being lazy and give you breaks. But if you get caught under ice, you can drown.
Oh, so you're dead.
Oh, man. I mean, there's no ice at this time of the year. We're it's 40 degrees outside.
That's true, I know. Well, this is not typical for this time of year.
Well, he said right now. Oh. Right now scenario.
I would go with the first one only because I would like to see how many I can get away with. Because then if you're scared you're going to get your foot chopped, you're going to be fucking trying. Like, you're going to be balls out trying.
What? You don't want to get hypothermia in the lake?
I'd rather not. I want all my fingers. So, maybe not my feet so much if I get caught.
1 week is 7 days. 7 days of swimming at $500,000 a day is $3.5 million.
Yeah.
120,000 kids times 1,000 is like... $120 million?
Mathematics.
Mathematics.
I don't know. I would just like to do the first one because I've throw a break into someone's house.
Because you got a thieving heart?
Yeah, I do, bro.
Man, Omar. You're just,
but does it feel good?
You're just making us all look bad if we want to break in.
Every house you break into has somebody waiting to defend their home.
Oh, man.
With either a dog.
Dude, I'm willing to fight the fucking tooth fairy, dude. I'm going to do this.
As long as they don't have a gun, right?
No guns.
Oh, no guns?
No guns.
No guns.
Gladiator style?
Like, how about just hand-to-hand combat?
Yes. Giant bladed weapons.
No, not.
No, oh, it's not
American gladiators. Yeah, thank you.
I know what you're talking about. Like, yes. It's Turbo in House 2.
Yeah, you get
Storm
people
in House
defending.
4.
It's a new world, and everybody is defending their homes with Nerf ball Gatlin guns.
That was my eye. I always wanted to be... Dude, I'm sorry.
Did you guys build those when you were growing up?
What?
Like whatever yard or house we were at, at somebody's house, we tried to build that place where they shoot the tennis balls at you.
Oh, no.
And then we only ever had like one tennis ball. So we're like,
throw it.
Get it back.
Throw it back. Throw it back.
I hit you.
No, you didn't.
No, we just had like an obstacle course we used to do when we were younger.
Yeah, we did that too.
That was it. We never did the whole tennis. We couldn't afford tennis balls.
Neighborhood hide and go seek.
Yeah. That was good. Football on the street.
Man, you can't do that now. Not because it's not safe, but because I think maybe there's always a chance that one of your neighbors will open fire because you're
that's true.
A child hiding in their bushes. Nobody's ever going to find you.
Face exploded. Did we answer the question?
So which one would you guys pick?
I told you the first one.
I said swimming.
Okay.
I can't think of any scenarios that make the swimming one worse. I feel like cold
water
and almost drowning every day is pretty bad.
But you said they're going to keep me alive.
See, you could have
said... They're just going to keep you alive.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, your limbs can get chopped off, though. Like,
dude, how annoyed are you walking out of your house to your car in the morning when it's super cold?
He doesn't have a shirt on and the window's open. I think he's okay with the cold.
That's true.
He really doesn't have a
shirt on. Really don't have a shirt on.
It's super hot in here.
Well, guys, in conclusion, I'd like to thank you for being here with me and answering these silly questions and helping people with their lives.
No. Samuel, Omar, thank you for having me here.
No problem.
I hope we've helped and enriched everybody's lives today.
I hope so.
Just a little.
Do you have any parting thoughts? And then I'll press stop. And then I'll stop this.
All I'm saying is...
Shit show.
I would totally beat the shit out of the Tooth Fairy.
Fan art. Fart.
You know, my name is Gonzalez.